Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojak with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Bobby Franklin. Welcome.
Hey, Rosemary. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Thank you for joining me today. So you are with Legacy Realty Group, correct?
Yes, Legacy Realty Group. I'm on the Leslie Majors team. She's the top 1% of Ellis County, always in the top 500 every year. She's been in business forever. She's a tremendous mentor, and we have amazing resources because of her.
That is wonderful. I did not know that about her. That is phenomenal stats and statistics. I mean, that is a great thing. So tell me and tell our audience a little bit who you are, your background. Give us some information about you.
Okay, so I'm Bobby Franklin. I'm a single dad of two. I'm currently engaged, and we just put in a contract on a house with Bloomfield Homes. Thank you, Indy Ibarra. We're very excited. That'll be done in March. We're getting married in October of next year because it's very hard to find venues available on Saturdays.
Yes.
You'd be surprised. A lot of the venues said they weren't available till January of 27.
That's insane. Wow. Yeah. I did not know that market was so crazy in this area. That's insane.
There's something in the water, I guess.
Yes, everyone wants to get married. That's wonderful. So you were telling me briefly before we got on air that you are helping host an open house every Wednesday. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the homes?
Yeah, so every Wednesday I'm partnering with Center Living Homes with Lakeway Estates. Sharony Downing is the sales manager there. And essentially these are all homes on 1 acre, right by Waxahachie Lake, right across from Crystal Cove, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just minutes from the downtown Waxahachie Farmers Market. Waxahachie Downtown's just a couple minutes further.
Yeah.
Lake Life is super accessible, but they're all on 1 acre lots. It's a very peaceful neighborhood.
It's beautiful out there.
It is. Homes are starting in the 500s over there. And I have a special relationship with the sales manager there. So if anyone's interested in that community, I can help set you up with some discounts.
That is wonderful. So are these 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom homes? How does that, I'm assuming family living homes, 1 acre. Are there any kind of special perks being out there besides obviously the lake life, which is wonderful to be out there?
Well, Center Living's a huge builder. They're fantastic. They do very quality work. And one of the things I like about them and why I partner with them is so many builders, they'll sign you and leave you. As soon as they give you the keys, you can't get a hold of them again. Center Living stands by their product, and that's why I stand by them, because I know that if somebody buys that house, they're going to have a good experience if anything goes wrong.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so this is happening every Wednesday. What times can they come and swing by and say hello to you?
So I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Wednesday. If you can check in at the front office with Sharony, and she'll tell you which house I'm at. I'm at different houses depending on what's sold recently.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's an incredible community. It's 4 to 5 bedroom homes, 1 to 2 story. They have some with pre-wired media rooms. There's even one that they have for sale that has a soundproofed wall between the living room and the media room.
Oh, that's so nice to have like a movie night and not have to worry about other things. You know, it's just, that's really cool. I would have never thought to do that.
Yeah, you and your partner can go have a movie night while the kids are asleep and you're not going to wake them up.
Exactly. Or like, yeah, your kids could be watching a movie and you could be in the living room and not have to hear cartoons, so to say, going on.
So I don't have to listen to K-pop Demon Hunters anymore.
Oh my gosh, yes, the new hit movie that's around. Oh yes, that's really cool. And I'm assuming not only are you with that home developer, you also have other relationships with other developers or other home, I'm trying to think of the word.
Home builders?
Home builders. Thank
yes.
you. My goodness, my mind's going blank this morning.
No worries. Yes, I also partner with Indy Ibarra with Bloomfield Homes in North Grove Estates.
Yes.
It's right over by the new Tom Thumb here in Waxahachie on North Grove Road. And I'm there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you check in with Indy, she could tell you which of the houses I'll be at that week.
So what are those types of homes? Obviously being on the north side of town, that's wonderful. Having
right.
the new Tom Thumb, that's a booming area and it's a wonderful area to be because it's growing. So what's so special about those homes?
So just like Center Living, they have a great product and they have fantastic customer service through the whole process. I've actually had several homes built with clients with them. And anytime there's an issue, their builder fixes it immediately. No fuss, no argument, just results. It's fantastic. And for the homes, it's a really good for people who want to have maybe their first home or aren't quite ready to upgrade to a full acre. Mm-hmm. They're on smaller than an acre lots, but I wouldn't say they're small. They also offer oversized lots, corner lots. But they range anywhere from 3 to 5 bedrooms, anywhere from 2,300 square feet all the way up to, I think it's 4,200 square feet.
That's wonderful. And so these are homes that the buyer could pick and build, and they're not already pre-built. Is that from my understanding? Is that correct? Or are these homes
yes
already built?
And yes.
Okay.
So you can build your own, you can partner with Indy just like we did, and pick a floor plan. Then you get to pick the tile, you get to pick the countertops, you get to pick literally any and everything in the home that you want. Or you can pick what's called a spec home.
Yeah.
And these are homes that are already available. They've been completed. The builder said, this one looks good. We think it would sell to a wider audience. So we'll go ahead and take the risk and build it. What's great about that is when you take that, they take that risk, you get the benefits of that. They don't want to pay taxes on it because they have to. They also buy chunks of lower interest rates for these homes.
Yeah.
So if you buy a spec home right now with really any builder, you can get a lower interest rate. I know that some of the builders are offering as low as 3.99% when market rates are almost 7.
Yeah, that's an incredible savings and a good investment to have, you know, as a starter home and maybe even a forever home if that's what they want. But I mean, that's a phenomenal rate to be.
It is. And it really adds up because I have a listing in DeSoto.
Uh-huh.
He's a veteran and it's actually at 525 Magnolia Drive in DeSoto if you guys want to check it out. But what's interesting is he has an assumable VA loan at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the math. What is that payment versus a payment at 7%? It's $800 a month difference.
That's an incredible savings.
Yeah.
I mean, $800, that's massive. That's life-changing for some people. And what they could do with that extra $800 is insane right now with this.
That's a car payment and groceries.
Car payment. I'm thinking diapers and formula. Like having two small girls, I'm thinking that's diapers, that's formulas, that's everything. So that's a good thing to know if you're looking for a home in this area.
Yeah, especially now. So the Fed has announced that they're going to reduce rates. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes.
Fed rate and the mortgage rates are not the same, right? So the Fed rate could go down and mortgage rates could go up. They're not linked together. But they have a symbiotic relationship. So when one goes down, the other tends to go down with it.
Yeah.
And essentially, the Fed rate is what it costs a business to borrow money. So if it costs a business less to borrow money, they can hire more people.
Yeah.
They can spend more money on advertising and projects. So the more people that are employed and have the means to buy means that there could be more buyers in the market. If you get more buyers in the market, simple supply and demand, builders are going to pull these promos.
Yep.
You're going to lose your negotiating power. Right now, because of the way the market is and the rates and everything, the average home buyer here in DFW, I'm sorry, the average home seller is negotiating 4.4%.
That's incredible.
So in Ellis County, the average home price is $415,000. That's $18,620 that you can reasonably expect to negotiate off of a $415,000 house.
That's incredible.
That won't last.
No, it won't. And so I know, Bobby, you are an incredible realtor here.
Thank you.
Why Waxahachie? Like, why did you pick Waxahachie? Obviously, we're booming. Obviously, we're growing. Why did you pick Waxahachie, Ellis County, to do your real estate business?
That really comes down to Leslie. I was cleaning pools before I did real estate, and I was actually wanting to go into IT.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I didn't is the path of least resistance for IT is to get a job at a tech center or a call center and provide support over the phone and work your way up. All of those jobs are in Plano and Frisco and Coppell. They're very far north. My kids were already established in Waxahachie ISD. I wasn't going to pull them out.
Yeah.
So I made the hard choice. Even though that's what I thought I wanted to do, I'm going to go a different direction. And Leslie had helped me and my ex-wife buy and sell two houses. Well, buy two houses, sell the first one.
Yeah.
And we ended up developing a really good relationship with her. And she just approached me one day. She said, I love your personality. You seem really intelligent. I think you'd be great at real estate.
Yeah.
And I said, no way. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees that. You hear real estate agent and you think used car salesman. Come on out now.
Yeah.
Come on
same
down.
Old, same old. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
or those old furniture commercials from the 90s.
Yes.
We're hammering through prices. And they're like destroying furniture, you know? Yes. You think of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't want to be that guy. Mm-hmm. And she goes, Do I act like that? Have I ever acted like that with you? And I was like, no, you haven't. She's like, see? And I'm successful. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think she said I'm successful. She framed it in the context of like she's making it in the industry. She's doing well without being cheesy and salesy. And that's really what I wanted.
That's wonderful.
Was to be an agent that could be human and really identify with people, not just push a product.
Yeah. So, Bobby, our time, unfortunately, is winding down. How can they find you? How can they get in contact with you? Learn more about your listings, learn more about your open houses. Where can they go to find your information?
The biggest one, I just launched a website, NorthTexasMarketInsider.com. It's a fantastic website. I have tons of guides relocating to Texas, home buyers, selling your home strategies, first-time home buyer, survival guide, all kinds of stuff. I post blogs regularly about news, updates, community developments. My listings are on there. All the links to my social media are on there. My handle is at Bobby Franklin Realtor, BobbyFranklinRealtor. Mm-hmm. And it's for all platforms. So if you do that on TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, you'll find me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.